This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As the legislature starts its 78th day of nearly continuous lawmaking, patience is wearing thin. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says it's not fun, just dysfunctional.
I don't know that there's a lot of fun being had by a lot of people around here right now. I mean, this is serious business, and it has been a dysfunctional session, unfortunately, and a lot of games being played and a lot of pressure being brought to bear from a lot of different directions on legislators.
Pressure is coming from business and industry, like this from Law B President Stephen Wagesback.
We're trying to manage an economy that is struggling right now, and so I would strongly urge you not to look at the inventory tax credit as a way to generate revenue.
And the oil and gas industry's Chris John.
This is not the time to continue to cut in businesses.
It's also coming from the GOP.
My name is Ross Little, Jr. I serve on the Republican National Committee. I urge y'all to vote no on all these bills.
Marksville Representative Robert Johnson, a Democrat, unleashed his frustration.
You're asking people to vote no on all these bills. How do you suggest we pay for these things if we don't generate any revenue?
I was here mostly just to speak against.
You know what you were here to speak, sir? You were here to speak about an ideology. And that's fine. But when we in this body vote an ideology and we cut public education, when we cut our hospitals, and when we cut road funding, and we make other cuts, the people of this state who pay taxpayer dollars, they feel it.
9 days left. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.